Well, Stuart, how are things going in Silver City?
Things are going well, Mendo. How about for you?
Well, things are going well here as we get into some fall weather. And with the beginning of fall marks the beginning of a school year. And I understand that Silver City has a new superintendent.
Yes, the Silver Consolidated School District went through a very rigorous process to hire a new superintendent. They had five finalists, and after a full round of interviews from a committee made up of community members, one made up of staff, and the other the board, they interviewed all five candidates on Saturday and decided to select Audi Brown, the current superintendent at Estancia Public Schools. Brown is originally from here, and he graduated from Silver High, and it's a homecoming, so to speak, for him.
And homecomings tend to work out pretty well for many people. And, you know, what is making the new superintendent come back to the Silver City area?
They offered him the position, and he felt that he wanted to come in and try to help right some of the things that have been going on here, and try to help turn the district around from the past 3 years where there was a lot of contention.
What is the first thing that you reckon he will be looking at to tackle first?
What I think is, from conversations I've had with him, is that he's going to want to come in and meet with as many people as he can, whether that be staff and parents and students, and get a feel for the district, and then see how he wants to proceed from then. And he begins here as of January.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Stuart. Now let's talk to Ben Fisher, who has an update on the mill levy and also on a Gila Forest Plan meeting that's coming up. Ben?
Yes, one of the big hot button issues on our election season this year is a proposed four mill levy for the Gila Regional Medical Center here. It would slightly increase property taxes in Grant County, and that would provide about $3.3 million for the hospital. Our hospital leadership has said repeatedly that this is for capital equipment and building improvements that they're unable to, you know, afford given recent state cuts in reimbursements. But on the ballot, no such, you know, specifics are listed. It says very, you know, broadly that it's for operations and maintenance. But we found out that in the original hospital board resolution, it's far more specific that the intention of the hospital board is to hold leadership to that, to spending the money only on those and not on, you know, administration salaries, things like that, which a lot of people are afraid of.
Now let's go on to a Gila Forest planning meeting that's taken place. Why don't you give us an update on that?
Right. The Gila National Forest is undergoing its forest plan revision process, which affects literally every detail of operations in the National Forest. They've been on a pretty whirlwind tour here in southwestern New Mexico.
Yeah, they were here last week in Las Cruces.
Well, they'll be in Las Cruces again on November 3rd. That's at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum from 4 to 6:30. And they have a meeting here tonight at Western New Mexico University in Silver City.
Perfect. Ben, well, next week we'll be talking to you about the election. It is election time, so I look forward to hearing from you on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For KOWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.